Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to dovecreekwagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the campfire. Pull that chair in close. Pour you another cup of Thomas Coffee, your host Ray I, back from a great holiday week and weekend, last weekend, the 4th of July. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July and had a safe and fun time out there. Had a great trip out to Colorado to see my grandson for over the holiday, and too much of a road trip for an old guy anymore. Next time we go out there, we're going to fly. Of course, that's the Vulgar Vogler, and I'm here with Peanut and Matty G. We're having a little pecan... What do they call it? Banana nut bread from Jan this morning. It's pretty good. We got the new issue of Midwest Outdoors Magazine right here in front of me. The boys got their copy. July 2018. Jason Mitchell is on the cover. He's, in his own words, great issue here. They got slab baits for giant muskies, fat underfished bass smallies, lighten up fun hooks, kids on fishing, just rediscover the split shot worm, find all kinds of fishing stuff. And we are into the fishing season, how to fish Lake of the Woods. And there's a Missouri section in here as well. So it's a great issue. Tim, the thinking woodsman, walking, talking woodsman, I believe he's in here someplace too. I haven't really got a chance to look at the issue because I've been out of town. Right?
And doing a good job of it.
Wow. I do have to say something this morning. On the way back from Denver, we drove all day and got to Kansas City. I'm so glad to see Missouri after being out there. And that drive, you know, and these rental cars anymore, I should have upgraded. I had a small rental car. It was like, you know, your butt's on the asphalt, you know. It's like driving a go-kart, and you're just shot. And I was looking, got through Kansas City and was looking for a place to stay. And I happened to look up and saw a Sure Stay Hotel by Best Western at the Higginsville exit, okay? So I thought, you know, it's 8:30, quarter to 9, and we're done. You know, I'll come on in home the next morning. But I wanted to tell you all about this. Every once in a while, you know, you hear us complain about things. Every once in a while, you find a gem. And I went into the Sure Stay there at Higginsville, and all smiles, great gal at the counter. She said, let me give you look tired driving from Denver. She goes, I got this room that's got these brand new beds. They're great beds. I love these beds. I'll put you in there. Anyway, this place was clean. The room was huge. The beds were wonderful. The people were great. Highly, highly recommend this hotel. If you're traveling, all you guys that go out west hunting and you guys that go fishing and travel and stuff, and you're coming back and forth up 70, Higginsville, you can't miss it. It's a great Sure Stay Hotel by Best Western. Great folks that own it. Got it really cleaned up, redone it. It's an older hotel, but it's really nice. The room was huge. The beds were awesome.
It's Sedalia, Higginsville, right?
Yeah, yeah, right there at the exit.
13.
It's 13. It's a great place. And then we left the next morning, and all of you know how I like to eat. And I'm so tired of chain restaurants. We ate out a lot, of course, for a week out there. But we stopped in Boonville and went down by the Missouri River, right on the shore of the Missouri River on Main Street, Main Street Cafe, another great place. The food was fabulous, and finally some decent prices, because we paid a lot of money for a lot of food on this trip. But, boy, you talk about good food. Biscuits and gravy is like my grandma made them. I had a steak for breakfast that you could cut with your fork. It was so good. It was just a great place. Real potatoes, hash browns. I mean, this was great. Good restaurant. And I always try to share those with you all and let you know. So if you're traveling up the road and you get to Boonville, it's off the road. It's a ways to it. But it's well worth the stop for breakfast. It's a good break. I look for the place where the locals eat, right?
We did this one time coming back from Atchison, Kansas to St. Louis. Six guys in the car. Somebody had to get something to eat at every exit. So that was it took us.
Why would you have to eat at every exit?
We've always seen the signs, so we decided we were going to have this challenge. Took us 23 hours for a three hour ride. Took us 23, but what else do we have to do, you know?
Yeah, well, we're back, and it's great to be back in the studio here in the bunker. Midwest Outdoor Studios on this week's show. We didn't really line up any guests with the holiday weekend and all that, the 4th of July being in the middle of the week. So it's just going to be us for the first two segments and with no guests, but that's okay. And then we're going to do a little frog hunt. We're going to do some talk about froggies. It's frog season open. We, you know, opened the June 30th. And then story time. It seems like I can't remember, but just recently we did – Old Blue and the Deep Hole,
yeah.
The fishing thing. But I had a lot of, when I got back my emails and my messenger on Facebook, a lot of y'all requested story time. So we brought back, and we're going to do it again because everybody keeps requesting it. And it is fishing season, so we're going to do Old Blue and the Deep Hole for the story time day. We do have a story time today.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
The tires spinning, the gravel flying.
It was interesting that I had that many. It wasn't like one or two. There was a bunch. There was a lot.
Now, is this Frankie's frog hunt?
This is Frank Emo. Yeah, my buddy Frankie Emo. And Willie will go frog hunting.
Oh,
and,
my God.
It's good. It's, you know, we'll play the frog hunt, and we'll talk over, and it'll be cool. Got some great music in that segment, of course, too.
It's a great
story. Well, I saw lots of boats on the way, and there was a lot of guys out with their boats on their trucks this morning. I saw probably half a dozen, maybe six, maybe seven vehicles with boats this morning, people out moving around. Good thing.
It's kind of weird being in Creve Coeur. You don't see any boats over there.
I was thinking about trying to get Billy Cooper on because, man, he's been slaughtering the trout. He's been absolutely catching some beautiful fish. We may have to talk to him about that next week because, man, since he's retired, that's all he does is fish and go do stuff. He posts a lot on Facebook, and, man, he caught some nice trout, and he had some beautiful photos. So I know a lot of you like the trout fish, so we'll probably have to do some of that too.
Do you know what's getting close?
No, what's getting close?
About 2 to 3 weeks, and we're going to have honey, ginger, garlic.
Oh, Wagyu. The beef jerky, Wagyu?
Woohoo.
I saw where our Wagyu folks, their Wagyu beef is now in some restaurants. They're serving Wagyu, and they have a couple of stores handling their beef jerky now, and so that continues to grow, and congratulations to them. It's a great product. They're great people, and that's a good thing.
There were people at the program 2 weeks ago that were laughing at me as I was cutting up those steaks for you and I, and they were going, we swear, if you would have dropped some on your arm, you would have licked it off. And yes, I would have. I've never had a steak like that before.
When did we have those?
I'm sitting here feeding.
When did we have those?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, really? Where were we at?
We were at Murray Anderson's.
Oh, that was the radio remote you're trying to talk about.
Yes.
Right? Where poor Matty G was up here. We're eating all this food, and he's in the studio. He's in the bunker. Is that fair to be bringing that back up? That you know, repressed
that's
memories.
That's a little rude,
though.
We got to bring him some of those brats.
That was a great remote, and I appreciate everybody that showed up for that. I know I may have mentioned it last week, but I'd like to mention it again this week that we appreciate so many of you that came out. That parking lot ended up being full. It was hot out there, but it was fun. We had a lot of great people. And how about Kevy Kev? Man, is that guy a go-getter, huh? He ran a show for us. He's awesome. He was a lot of fun. I can't wait to see him again real soon because I just saw him on Facebook. He went to do a hillbilly thing or a redneck thing and dressed up and had a big cigar. This guy, he's a piece of work. But, boy, he does a good job with his shows, doesn't he? He's just a great guy. Been around a long time, you know, since we were back at Webster. I can't believe it. You know, I still miss Webster. You miss Webster?
I miss Webster more and more every day. That was my favorite of the four places we've been at so far.
No kidding. Yeah, that's a great place.
This
good times.
The equipment here may be better, but the location.
Yeah,
the,
that was Peanut's favorite place, too.
Yeah.
You know, I still every once in a while take her by there to go potty because she loves that place. She still wants to go in the building, too. As soon as she gets done, she runs up and wants to go in the building. Unbelievable. Why don't we take a break, and we're going to come back on the other side and do some news items and talk about a few things. We're gonna talk a little bit about some frogs, I guess, huh? We got some announcements to make, too. So with that, we're going to take a break, and stay with us, and we'll see you all on the other side.